Well, Jonesboro won the tip to start the game. They are moving left to right here in this first half. Ball's down in the paint. The ball goes down. Kiana Hardaway trying to pass it to Destiny Thomas. She couldn't handle the pass, and the ball goes out of bounds. And it will be Mountain Homes basketball as Jonesboro commits their first turnover of the night. By the way, it wasn't Destiny Salary in the starting lineup. Kristen Berry ended up going with Chassie Jackson, a 5'10 junior. Here's Emma Martin in the front court. Gives to Yates on the left side. She dribbles up to the top. Jonesboro on a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert will dribble up to the top between the circles. Now it dribbles over to the right side. Picks up a drill. Finds Payne there on the wing. Payne will dribble up toward the top. Gives it there to Martin. And they're going to reset the offense. We are a little over a minute into this contest. This is Mount Holmes' first possession of the night. Gilbert's going down into the lane after getting the ball. Her shot is blocked, and Jonesboro comes up with the basketball. Here is Ariana Hardaway dribbling towards the front court. She gets it in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the jumper. Good, and Jonesboro strikes first. Ariana Hardaway gives Jonesboro the early 2-0 lead with 6:39 left in this first quarter. Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. She has between the circles. Dribbles toward the left side. Gives it there to Payne. Payne will dribble up to the top. Gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert has it. Dribbles towards the right elbow. Picks up a drill. Gives it to Payne on the wing. Payne will take the screen. Dribble up to the top. Loses the ball. Goes off the foot of Emma Martin and out of bounds on the far sideline. That is Mount Holmes' first turnover of the night. Jonesboro gets it back with 6:16 left in the first quarter. Lady Hurricane leading 2-0 so far in this contest. Both teams with one turnover. Ariana Hardaway into the front court. Mountain Home in a man-to-man just right now. Ball goes over to Kiana Hardaway. Now ball's over with Ariana Hardaway on the right side. She's dribbling down to lane, and she's going to be called. Looks like she's not going to be called for an offensive foul, but it will be an offensive foul against Jonesboro. That is Destiny Thomas being called for the illegal screen, her first personal foul, team foul number one, and Jonesboro's second turnover of the night. 5:51 left in the first quarter as Gilbert has it on the left wing for the Lady Bombers. She takes the screen from Yates, throws up top to Foreman, over to Payne on the right side. Payne will take the screen from Foreman, picks up her drill, throws it up top to Yates, over on the left side it goes to Martin. Martin takes the screen, picks up her drill, gives it to Yates. Yates is going to dribble down towards the low block, gives it back to Martin on the wing, up top to Foreman, over on the right side it goes to Gilbert. Now Gilbert's going to dribble down towards the paint. Kicks out to Emma Martin in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good, and Mountain Home has got their first lead of the night. Emma Martin with her first 3 points. 3-2, Mountain Home on top with 5:14 left in the first quarter. Ball goes down on the low block for Jonesboro on the left wing. Now goes around near the right corner. Going up for the three-pointer was Chassie Jackson. She couldn't get it to go, and Mountain Home comes up with the rebound. Gilbert quickly back the other way. Throws to Emily Payne in left corner. She'll try for the three. This one will not go. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Jonesboro's basketball with 4:54 left in the first quarter. Lady Bombers up 3-2. Ariana Hardaway will walk it across the timeline for the Lady Hurricane. Throws over left side to Jackson. I'm sorry, to Kiana Hardaway. Now ball goes to Jackson down in the right corner, down a low block to Thomas. Thomas tries to make a move over Foreman. She couldn't get the shot to go, and Yates comes up with the rebound. She'll throw it to Gilbert into the front court. 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Lady Bombers with the ball and a one-point lead. Martin has it between the circles, dribbles towards the left side, gives it there on the wing to Gilbert. Back to Martin. Martin will throw it up top to Yates, over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert's going to dribble towards the right elbow. Pulled up for the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Yates. She's going to be fouled going up for that ball. And Mount Tom will inbound it under the basket with 4:11 left in the first quarter. Chassie Jackson picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two, against the Lady Hurricane here in the first half. Lady Bombers up 3-2 as Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Tries to get into Foreman. She couldn't handle the pass. Ball's knocked around. Mountain Home does keep possession. Here it goes to Gilbert. Finds Foreman on the low block. Her shot is blocked. And Jonesboro comes up with the basketball. Here's Ariana Hardaway back the other way. Throws it down in the left corner to Scott. Scott will give it in the corner there to Ariana Hardaway. And she puts Jonesboro back on top with the jumper there in the corner. 4-3 our score. Lady Hurricane up with 3:43 left in the first quarter. Gilbert dribbling to the left elbow, finds Emma Martin in the left corner. She's going to try for the three. This one will not go, and the rebound comes to Ariana Hardaway. She's back the other way, throws it on the right side to Jackson, and Jackson is going to, nope, they're going to wave that basket off and call her for the offensive foul. Lexi Law is going to come in for Jonesboro as she replaces Chastity Jackson, who again just picked up her, I believe, second personal foul, team foul number three. Nope, they didn't call that a foul, but it was a turnover against Jonesboro. That's their third of the night. Here is Emma Martin with it on the right side. Finds Gilbert there on the wing, up top to Yates. Yates saw about three, instead dribbles to the elbow. Her pass to Foreman was knocked away. Out it goes, out of bounds on the baseline. Last touched by Jonesboro. Mounts home inbound with 3:08 left in the first quarter. Kayla Foots is coming in for the Lady Hurricane. She is a 5'4 junior. Inbound pass goes to Emma Martin on the left wing. She dribbles up to the top, finds Payne in the left corner, dribbles out to the wing, finds Yates just outside the lane. She's going to put the hook shot. Hurt goes in, and Mountain Home is back on top. 5-4 with less than 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Here is Lawson to the front court, throws her on the right side to Scott. Scott will dribble up to the top, gives it over on the left wing. Now ball goes down to Kiana Hardaway in the left corner. She will give it to Scott, who pulls up for the jumper there in the corner. Will not go, and Gilbert gets the rebound. She's quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. It will not go. Gates gets off as a rebound. She goes back up and will be fouled and head to the line for a pair of free throws with 2:28 left in the first quarter. That foul is on Lakia Scott, her first personal foul, team foul number three against Jonesboro here in the first half. As Yates' first free throw is up and no good.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Derek Hite with a significant weather update. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Christian, Douglas, Ozark.
Destiny Thomas King, checks out of the game as she's
Wright
replaced
County
by Chassie Jackson.
6:45
Yates' second free throw is up and
currently
in. She
storms are moving east at about 30 miles an hour. The primary concern with these storms is strong straight-line winds. Wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour are likely. In addition to strong straight-line winds, tornadic development is also a possibility, although at this time none has been observed or detected by Doppler radar. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning continues until 6:45 p.m. this evening for Christian, Douglas, Ozark, Taney, Webster, and Wright counties. Stay tuned for additional updates. I'm meteorologist Derek Hite.
Rebound is knocked around and finally controlled by Emily Payne, and she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Lexi Laws picks up her first personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Hurricane here in the first half. 1:49 left in the opening period. Destiny Thomas is going to check back in for the Lady Hurricane as Kiana Hardaway will take a seat. Again, 6-4 Lady Bombers on top. Gilbert will walk the ball across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles to the left side. Throws it up top to Foreman. Foreman will give it to Martin on the right. Martin's going to pull up for the three. No one went out there on her. It will not go. And the long rebound is chased down by Ariana Hardaway. She's quickly back the other way for Jonesboro. Hardaway is going to be fouled from behind. Anna Grace Foreman, just a little incidental contact there. That is her first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first half. 1:27 left in the opening quarter. Mounts home with a 6-4 lead. Kiana Hardaway will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets into Thomas near the elbow. Over on the left side, now it goes to Foots. Now Laws has it there. Gives it on the left side to Jackson. Jackson dribbles towards the elbow. Now goes back out behind the three-point line. Gives it to Ariana Hardaway. She's going to dribble down into lane. Now kick it out to Jackson. Her three-pointer, or actually I think her foot was on the line, but either way it didn't go. Martin gets the rebound. She throws it into the front court to Payne. Down on the low block, down to Gilbert, into the lane for the easy layup, good. Kate Gilbert with her first 2 points of the night. Mounts home up 8-4 with less than a minute left in this first quarter. Ariana Hardaway across the timeline for the Lady Hurricane. Ball goes over to Laws on the right side. Laws takes a screen, dribbles down into the lane, is going up for the running jumper, blocked by Foreman. She comes up with the basketball, and now back comes Mountain Home. 35 seconds left. Foreman will throw it into the front court to Payne. Mounts home, probably hold for the last shot of the period. 26 seconds left. Payne's just holding out there. She hasn't even dribbled yet. Now she's going to give it to Gilbert, who will dribble near the half-court line. 15 seconds left in this first quarter. Now gives it to Yates. Back to Gilbert between the circles. 10 seconds. Almost lost the handle of the ball. Gets it back, though. 8 seconds left. Gilbert's going to dribble down to the lane. 6 seconds. Gilbert's going to dribble down to the lane for the layup. No good. Just rolled around. Would not go. Form chases down the rebound. Mounts almost not going to get the shot off to another shot off to end the first quarter. 8 minutes are in the books. At the score at the end of one. Mountain Home leading Jonesboro 8-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.